and welcome to UnjudgeCast. This is episode 3.175 times 10 to the 2. I'm one of your hosts, Brian Old Fogey Prilliman, and I am joined this evening, afternoon, morning, drive to work by the one and only Charles Dr. Judge Featherer.
Hello.
Yeah, he didn't spend 6 years at evil judge school to be called Mr.
No. And I only play one on TV, but go on.
We also have the big furry monster himself, Marco Sanchez.
Rawr!
So we got you on camera. The delay when you made the face was amazing. All right. Well, as you notice, this is a out-of-cycle JudgeCast episode for us. And we are doing this UnjudgeCast episode to announce the new judge level certification. That's right. There's a new judge level.
What? Really?
Yes.
That sounds cool.
Thanks to Judge Foundry, all active members can participate in an awesome, amazing, unbelievable, unhinged certification as of today. We have, what do we have?
Sounds like we have a brand new half level uncertification.
Half level.
Well, people have been asking for these half levels for a long time, and Judge Foundry believes in delivering what the people want. So, what we're going to be doing is Judge Foundry is going to open up the doors, and you're going to be able to take this and be certified to become an unjudged staff member. You'll be able to apply for UnPro Tours, where we can print chaos confetti. We'll be able to issue judges 3-foot-long branded measuring devices to help with those praying mantis attacks. Yes. We'll have actual water balloon games that translate to the cards. And of course, everyone's favorite Mind Goblin name sticker goblin card effect. Wait, stickers thing.
Does this certification include stickers?
It sure does.
Well, that's excellent. I love stickers.
We know you love stickers. We know you love stickers. Right.
We all love stickers. They're the best.
Okay. So does this uncertification, does it include information like if I am to tear my Blacker Lotus up, how many pieces of paper I'm allowed to turn it into, or what devices I'm able to bring in order to shred it appropriately? Wait, not black. Chaos confetti, not Blacker Lotus. Chaos confetti. See, I wouldn't even pass.
I don't want to tell everybody everything, but there are a number of questions that will be asked, and you'll get to, you know, puzzle now, them out and come up with a solution.
Question. This one half level certification.
Yep.
I heard rumors that originally that they had plans to make a 1/4 level certification too, but Americans were thinking that that was the higher level because 4 is the bigger number. Is that true?
Well, there's that, but also people get confused and get hungry because they think quarter pounder the second you enter quarter into any conversation. It's a terrible thing.
Okay.
Okay, separate question. Are the Beebles actually bursting?
With excitement?
They're bursting all over? Sure.
Excellent. How does uncertification handle cheaty face?
It works a lot like the card that Mauro loves, which has to do something with putting as many clowns as you can into play.
So, clowning around.
It does work that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how does one earn their uncertification, their level one half uncertification?
Sure. Well, here's the fun fact. You get to log into Judge Apps sign up to take the test and load it up and take it.
When is this test available?
It is available from today, April 1st, for a whole week. So don't worry if you don't hear this the day of April Fool's. It'll be available for an entire week.
All right. So a full 7 days that you can get your un on. Just go on over to Judge Foundry, go to My Exams, and sign up to take the uncertification.
That's unbelievable.
Exactly.
It's unheard of.
It is a very special Foundry's overly off-the-wall learning system. And it is available for an entire week. So shamble or amble or slurp on over.
And you said that was starting when?
Starting today, April 1st.
Charles, you want to maybe like play down the fact that this exam takes place on April 1st? Because people might realize it's an April Fool's joke.
It's not an April Fool's. Go get it. Go get your certification. It's awesome.
Wait, what? It's real?
Oh, Brian, this is real. This is an actual test. Didn't you get the memo from Judge Foundry?
It is real.
I thought this was a whole joke.
It's not an April Fool's. It's not an April Fool's.
I thought this was just a joke to make Rob answer a bunch of questions on the Discord about, like, I can't find my uncertification test.
No, Brian. We do have fun with that, but
this is a real thing.
Yeah, this is legit. Like, there's actually a test.
What? Like, who? Oh boy! Like, what does a test even look like? Like their release notes is just a giant cluster. Like,
oh, it looks like a real bona fide test. It has questions and multiple choice answers and everything.
Like. You know, like, oh, are there questions about, like, Ambassador Blorpity Blorp Blorp or whatever?
Yeah. You have to spell it out twice without looking it up.
Yeah, and you know, if you say that card name in the mirror three times, that's how you get your uncertification.
No. You have to take a test. You actually get a test. You don't get a lab coat when you pass the test, but you do get my undying gratitude for actually taking the test.
What the actual... See, the only reason you guys got me to agree to this... was you told me it was an April Fool's joke. I said I liked stickers.
I mean, you do, don't you?
Really? I wish you could see the glare through the microphone right now.
We got him.
Happy April Fool's, everybody. This is not a joke. Go to Judge Foundry, go to Judge Apps right now.
This is real.
Promise you there is an uncertification there. Happy April Fools, everybody.
Let me off this ride. What am I hearing right now? What is this?
It sounds like a little bit of buyer's remorse is happening.
I told people I love stickers.
And I think that does it for this episode.
Join us next week when we talk about something not un... Although I do hear that we get Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner in the new set. So, hey, I mean, maybe we are going to have a little bit of nonsense going on. Until then, you can send us an email at judgecast@gmail.com or like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at JudgeCast and on Blue Sky at judgecast.bsky.social. And check out any of our social media for invite links to our Discord server for judges new and old, fans, and anyone who supports our judging community. And hey, fans, I have news for you. I'm Charles Feather, and I keep it fun. I keep it fun all the time. They don't get any of the fun. It's all for me. I get all the fun. I get all the fun. I get all the
wait,
fun.
Wait, Charles, fun, I want fun, some fun. Fun, fun. I want to have some fun. That's usually my thing.
Marcus, you can have my fun.
Were you having fun?
He was until I mentioned stickers, and I was serious about it.
Okay, so Charles, what are some sample type questions?
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Because I did have, like, in my mind, I was planning on something like, judges, have you ever been at F&M and someone in the back of the store begins to take off their pants and you rush back there and they're going, oh no, I just want to block my opponent's Herloon Wrangler.
Oh yeah, the old, in response, I take off my pants.